But, you know, I knew Clinton was in with the big boys when he bombed Iraq. Do you remember that? Two-day news story. Clinton launches 22 cruise missiles on Baghdad in retaliation for the alleged failed assassination attempt against George Bush. We launched 22 $3 million apiece cruise missiles to Baghdad, killing six innocent people. I think that was a little overdone. You know? You know what we should have done? We should have embarrassed the Iraqians. We should have assassinated Bush. And said, that's how you do it, Towelhead. Don't fuck with us. And see, if Bush had been the one who had died, there would have been no loss of innocent life. Yeah, so you see, I mean, that would have saved us $100 million. And I love that, too, how the media called it, everyone in the government media called it a cowardly act on the Iraqians' part because some Iraqi guy was going to drive a Toyota car bomb and blow himself up in the process of trying to kill the President of the United States because that's all they can really do since we are the imperialist rulers of the New World Order. And we call that a cowardly act. Meanwhile, we're launching cruise missiles 200 miles away from floating iron islands. Who are the cowards again? Okay. This is the material, by the way, that's kept me virtually anonymous in America. You know, no one fucking knows me. No one gives a fuck. Meanwhile, they're draining the Pacific and putting up bench seats for Carrot Top's next Showtime special. Carrot Top, for people who didn't get Gallagher, you know. That Gallagher was a little heady. I couldn't follow half of his stuff. Carrot Top's more my speed. You see, first of all, he's got red hair, and that just cracks me up on sight. I don't even need material. Ask my wife. I'm on the floor. Red-haired man on TV. Woo! Don't even need material or ideas. Red-haired man. So he's got that going for him. What do you like about him? He's got red hair. You know, Gallagher. Only America could produce a comic named Gallagher who ends his show by destroying good food with a sledgehammer. Gee, I wonder why we're hated the world over. All these fat Americans on the front row.
Now this is comedy. That Bill Hicks is just bitter. I get tired listening to him. Why can't he hit fruit with a hammer? He's just jealous he didn't think of it.
Folks, I did think of that. I was 2 at the time. And I said, this is real stupid. Fucking idiot. I could have been the young Gallagher in diapers, walking around being a millionaire, franchising myself, but no. I had to have this weird thing about trying to illuminate the collective unconscious and help humanity. Fucking moron! Gallagher, destroying good food. I guarantee you there's going to be no Gallagher world tour anytime soon. And if there are, there will be no dates in Somalia, okay? I don't know if those little bags of skin and bones would be able to appreciate Gallagher's particular wit.
He destroys good food with a hammer. We must go and get front row tickets and hopefully catch a watermelon rind and live another day. We are here to see Gallagher. We must live another day. Put us on the front row so my child Hibiscus can eat one more day.
Will that be the horsefly or non-horsefly section?
We are here to see Gallagher and see his ending show.
Meanwhile, this is my last show ever. I'm tired, folks. Tired of spreading the news.